You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back into Cavalier Corner here across ESPN Radio in Virginia. As we roll along, I'm Ed Lane, and we are joined now by the athletic director for the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers as we go into that fun transition period between winter sports and spring sports. And Ben Martin's kind enough to join us here in studio. Coach, first off, thank you for your time. I can imagine balancing two sports seasons has got to have a lot on your plate this time of year.
Yeah, definitely going into the spring, it's kind of that season with for athletic directors. It's a very busy time with numerous sports, and of course, winter was not nearly as bad.
Yeah, I can bet so. You know, how does this compare to what you were taught about and had heard about and even experienced during your time as a basketball coach versus this winter, which seemed pretty mild and I guess didn't leave a lot on your plate in terms of having to juggle practice schedule and games and working with other schools?
Yeah, we just had the one incident where we had some weather and we canceled about four games, and that got pushed back a little bit and really made it busy near the end of the basketball season. But overall, it was relatively smooth. And like I said, again, just by magnitude of the sports, the spring is something that when I took this job as athletic director, I talked to several other experienced athletic directors, and they just kind of said, you know, you need to mentally prepare yourself that this is going to be a busy time.
Coach, so often when people think winter sports, obviously basketball naturally comes to mind, and we'll get to that in a moment, but swimming, you had individual state championships, you had a relay in there, you had a team championship in there. It's got to be pretty exciting for JF to see what you guys were able to accomplish in the pool.
Yeah, definitely exciting for our school and exciting for our swim team. With our boys winning a first state championship in school history, you know, that's just an awesome experience for these kids to be able to have, and we'll continue to have as they, you know, size up rings and get those near the end of the school year as well. Then we had several individuals on the girls' side that did really well.
What role do you play in that part of it? I know, you know, as an athletic director, there's a lot of administrative work, and I can imagine a lot of your focus has got to be on helping coaches with a lot of the things that need to be taken care of so they can focus on preparing the team. Do you get to play a role in helping size up for the rings?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm really here as kind of a support system for them, and I get to sit back and really enjoy watching the kids' reactions as they size up the rings and kind of go through that whole process. But I get to be more of a spectator and a support role for the coaches.
Ben Martin, athletic director at Jefferson Forest. Try to connect with him as we approach the beginnings and ends of sports seasons, and we're in that time right now. You know, we've touched on swimming, the success they had, basketball as well, particularly the Lady Cavaliers. I know they lost to Liberty Bealton, and that's just a, you know, a special situation when you run into a player that's going to North Carolina and all of a sudden gets hot. But overall, it seemed like, you know, Coach McCoy really had this group take a big step forward this year.
Yeah, you know, they were 18-6, had a great year for girls basketball, one of the better records they've had in a long time from what I've been told by several people. And so, you know, the girls really did well out on the court. And as you said, you know, they did well in the conference, got into the regions. But we understand a lot of times you get into some of those Northern Virginia teams, they can be a little bit tougher. But they competed and represented the school well.
Ben Martin, the athletic director for the Cavaliers, is here on Cavalier Corner. You know, boys basketball as well. Coach Shepard had a great first season. Seemed like a lot of injuries and sickness and just a lot of random things that were outside of their control really popped into their season. Seemed like he had his hands full just and did a good job in the bigger picture sense of just keeping that team positive and focused despite a lot of adversity.
Yeah, you know, Coach Shepard and his staff, they do a great job with boys basketball. I really enjoy, you know, just getting out to their practices and watching them and watching those kids work hard day in and day out. And they really finished the season strong. They had a win against Brookville and a win against EC Glass late in the year. So the kids really finished well.
Coach Ben Martin of Jefferson Forest with us here, the athletic director, stopping by. You look at other sports, you know, indoor track, wrestling, a lot of good individual accomplishments in those particular sports. What role do you play in helping out the coaches, especially given the intensity of those sports, and even more so that seems like there are a lot of balls that are in the air with multiple team meets for both wrestling and track?
Yeah, I mean, with those two, it's, again, it's really kind of a support system and making sure the coaches and the players need what they or have what they need to be successful, and just really being there for them whenever they need me to. And it gets busy around that time of year where you get into conference and region and state type of stuff, and you know, anywhere from setting up hotel rooms to just making sure they have transportation to all these state meets.
Ben Martin, the athletic director for JF, is joining us on Cavalier Corner. Coach, looking ahead to spring sports, bigger picture for you, Is this the time of year where you start to hold your breath and just hope you don't get a lot of thunderstorms?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the biggest part about spring is you have so many sports, but with the weather and cancellations, I guess a good thing for us is we have turf, so a lot of our soccer games may not get canceled, but with baseball and softball, that tends to be the case.
How do you juggle those two sports in particular, and maybe even tennis as well, when there's, you know, we see it all the time around here, you can get one of these quick showers that comes in and just deluges everything. Do you have to keep an eye on the radar and almost be feeling like a meteorologist?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that I'm watching the news constantly as far as looking at the weather at the beginning of the week, know what's kind of coming. We've got apps on our phone and just constantly checking it to see, you know, what might be the case. And a little bit of rain's not as big of a deal as a thunderstorm might be.
And working with other coaches and athletic directors as well, how much are you able to sit there and look and say, all right, you know, maybe early this evening we're going to have storms, so we need to try to move up the event or adjust the time one way or another?
Yeah, and I think that's just something that's communication between both athletic directors and kind of keeping an eye on it and seeing if we need to, you know, start it a little bit earlier. For example, baseball plays and softball, they both play most of their games on Wednesdays and Fridays. Is it something you try to move to a Tuesday or however you can get that game in?
Sure, and obviously that's, you know, the prime importance so that you don't have to backload the schedule with a lot of games.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you never want as a coach to be playing 3 and 4 games late in the season, especially if they've got a run into the postseason.
Ben Martin with us here, and you referenced run-ins to the postseason. Ben Martin, of course, the athletic director for Jefferson Forest High School here on Cavalier Corner. A lot of spring sports have been fortunate enough to be in that position lately, it sure seems, where they've been able to make those deep postseason runs themselves. You guys expecting another real successful season, and for you a real long spring that drags into June, but for good reason.
Well, it's a good success. You know, we accept that, and we do expect to excel in sports in the spring, and hopefully in all of them, and continue to do that into the postseason, into conference and regions.
What role have you noticed as well? I mean, we saw it earlier, you know, and we were able to help promote the function that the lacrosse, soccer, and baseball boosters were able to put on, and obviously there are other events as well, but bigger picture, and this can extend beyond spring sports, the role of parents and fundraising organizations to help supplement what, you know, even our partnership and what JF Athletics is able to do as a whole.
Well, we have a great community at Jefferson Forest, and that's one of the things I've noticed here from being in numerous schools is we have a lot of parents and community members that are willing to get involved and willing to help out. And honestly, that's how our athletic program survives, is by their help and really their financial support.
Do you spend a lot of your time as well working with those coaches and folks that are assisting and parents to see what all you can do to help?
Definitely. I mean, we're definitely in contact with all the different boosters from our programs and the people that are willing to help. And a lot of times I'll get call from different businesses that just want to get involved with Jefferson Forest Athletics. And so I do a lot of dealing with them and trying to figure out ways to get them involved.
A lot of that as well. And we'll make this our final question for Ben Martin, JF Athletic Director here on Cavalier Corner. How much of a lot of that involves communicating with coaches and looking for areas where they can improve, whether it's, you know, this facility, you know, adjustment or upgrade or equipment that's needed? You know, is a lot of your job include that as well?
It does. And this job as an athletic director, I think the biggest thing is communication and constantly dealing with coaches and parents and community members and just keeping kind of that open line and being able to, again, see where I can help and how we can work together to improve facilities and at the same time improve their athletic programs.
Ben Martin, the athletic director for Jefferson Forest here on Cavalier Corner. It's been neat to follow the fall and the winter sports, and certainly looking forward to a lot that we get to cover in the spring. Coach, good luck on your end with everything you get to juggle, and hopefully you'll have another long spring with a lot of success.
Thank you, Ed, and I appreciate everything you do.
Ben Martin, athletic director for Jefferson Forest, with us here on Cavalier Corner. A big thanks to him, and a big thanks to you as well for your time. We're back next Saturday, 10 to 10:30, as always, with Cavalier Corner, right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Enjoy your weekend.
This has been Cavalier Corner, a look inside Jefferson Forest High School athletics. A special thanks to our partners, Clyde Smith Plumbing, the Central Virginia Federal Credit Union, Upper Crust Pizza, API Funds, Embrace Home Loans, and Kinetics Health Club. Cavalier Corner is an exclusive presentation of the Virginia Talk Radio Network.